Coco, you worked at Dairy Queen? Yes.
Shout Coco, out. Actually, Coco remembers this because Coco wants to talk to your flesh. Shout out to you, Coco. Because she, look, like she said, she came and threw it back on there. I said, yes, ma'am, how can I help you? She said, I need you to redo this. I said, I said, excuse me, what's going on with it? She said, you blended up too well. I said, did you not say well? But these are too well. I said, are you serious? Look, again, I'm 14 years old.
Yeah.
And then, so again, I didn't have the emotional capacity to be like,
talk to the public yet.
Right. I didn't have that yet. So I was like, but you literally just told me. I said, so you just want some more? I said, do you want a new blazer or just more pieces in it? She said, put some more pieces in it. I said, all right, no problem. I'm a little annoyed. Please in it. I said, do you want these blenders?
I would have filled that thing up.
Look, I did.
It would have been like a peanut butter milk.
It would have been right. No ice cream.
Look, literally, did it back in. Look. Put it back in there. Yeah. I said, you want these reblended or you just want the pieces? She said, blend it back up. So she's just sitting here living her best life, no problem. So blended it back up or whatever. I looked at it, let her.
The people call me to change.
Right. So I literally let her see it. She said, that looks okay. I said, all right, cool. She takes another bite. These are still, she said, we blended this up some more. I said, I won't. I said, you're doing too much now. I said, now you're just being a jerk.
Here it goes. Boom, boom, boom.
Go ahead, Coolio. Go, Coolio. R.I.P. to Coolio.
All right. He did die, didn't he?
He did.
God, dog. Man, everybody out here dying. What's wrong with the world, mama?
People living like they ain't got no mamas.
Yeah, come on. I think the whole world addicted to the drama.
Yeah, look,
he's something like that, huh?
Anyway,
he crazy, ain't? Episode number 37.
Hey, is 38?
No,
38.
We in the 30s, though. We up
there.
We in the 30s. Like every single one of us sitting on this couch, we're all in our 30s over here,
man. Come on, our memory is going like we in our 30s.
Some of us are closer to our 40s in the 30s. Listen,
Anthony's out here getting old.
Hey.
32?
He's trying to grow the hair out because if he cut it again, it might not come back.
Wrong. You are really trying to grow your hair out. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm growing it out mainly because my job's trying to tell me, look, what we can and can't have. I just want to see if they're going to try to push it or not. I said, you want to really tell? I really tell my boss, I mess with. I said, so you really try to tell a black man, can he what his hair is natural or not? And she said, well, Anthony, I said, I said, don't worry, I'll see. We'll see. We'll see if you call it. So I guess.
I'm
so,
grow my hair on purpose.
Wow, that's crazy.
Just to be spiteful a little bit. You know, mainly, I said.
You do it out of spite, though.
A little bit.
God, man. You ain't even doing it for the culture. Forget the culture. Look,
spiteful child. I just want to see if they're going to really try to let me grow it out or not.
Well, haven't they say cut it, though?
Oh. Oh, really? We'll just consider, I want your textbook definition. Can we see it in the handbook of what you consider natural or not?
Really?
Now, I understand if I can't come in there with pigtails back here wilding, but I think, we have members and stuff or people that work with us that have dreads. So
really?
Yeah.
But are they neat and upkept dreads?
I honestly don't know because I don't know these people in person. I just see the pictures.
But would you consider Bakari's hairstyle
offensive?
He's sitting right here. Would that be business appropriate?
The current standards? Oh, dog, you gotta go. You gotta go.
I'll let you know myself. This ain't business.
That's not business appropriate.
That's like Walmart appropriate.
You just waking up and you just like, all right, I'm just gonna throw this in the ponytail.
So you telling me you couldn't work at a bank with your hair like that?
Now, if I was
still offended,
like I said, once I actually wash it, because I do gotta wash it today.
But that's
once I wash it. Put some oil in it. When you let it down, or put it in a ponytail.
I think if you got it like naturally, like when you trim the sides and get it cut, you're good.
So we got to keep up to a certain standard.
Even though that is
his
why can't
natural.
My sides be? It's natural.
Your sides are thicker than your top, brother.
Boy, look at it. Boy, stop.
From this angle, if you cut your dreads off, it doesn't look like you got a mini afro.
This is a natural, though.
This is truly.
If you cover your dreads, it look like you just got a mini afro.
Yeah.
All because of the new growth right here.
Oh yeah. So
once do your dress start right here?
Yeah.
Oh, he got you. So
this is new growth. Right
don't
here.
Don't do that on camera.
This is new growth.
Don't do that on camera.
I'm just saying. You
got the monk.
Everybody got dreads. No, but see, the thing is, it's uncomfortable to y'all because y'all don't have dreads though.
I mean, I used to have hair.
Matter of fact, we ain't gonna speak on that subject. we gonna lose a lot of people.
Wow.
And speak about what I want to speak about. But that's either here or there. But I'm saying people who got dreads though.
Yeah.
Like, they know they got new growth. And know after a while, you just got to sit there and have it twisted in. Not retwisted. Twisted in. You can sit there and have it crocheted
or
in.
Or redone.
Or you can sit there and have it, yeah, retwisted.
But as a culture, as a black people, yes, as sir. A nation.
Yes, sir.
What would you consider professional and what is like on the line whatever of teetering to be non-professional in
whatever
the
you design your hair to be is professional.
Yes.
So as in a sense of it's your style. You can't tell somebody whose style that they design that is not professional. Because even if I wear like this,
so
like
mohawk.
I said, so I can say this is professional.
I think yeah. I would draw the line at like mohawks. You really? Can't really have mohawk, not a professional. You never
seen
any...
He's talking about dreads, though.
I know, but I'm just
I'm talking about
he has hair.
Oh, just hair
style. Like, what would you consider as black folks? What would you consider to be professional and non-professional? Because the last thing you want is a white person to tell you you can't wear your hair like that. But that's, would it be different?
I think non.
Would it be different if a black person came to you and said, "Hey, man, you gotta look more business appropriate"?
Now, so it's no different because the thing is, it is business.
But you work outside.
Not for me.
I'm just saying though, like even if a black person came to me and said, "Hey, you gotta look more professional," then what is professional then? What is the standard of profession?
They usually have that
being professional.
They usually have that pretty laid out in,
like in the code of conduct.
Okay, in the code of conduct. Understand, like if you work
at show every day with a belt,
like if you were if you work at a bank, if you work at a bank, you have to be professional as into how you dress, down to khaki pants, maybe a button up or a collar shirt with a belt.
With though, you gotta have
with the belt. Like I said, as long as you're not coming in stinking, you good.
That's more than that.
But at the same time. What's professional for the bank is not professional for the roof. So you can't come in with a bank attire.
There's no such thing as professional if you work a roofing.
Okay,
you
so come
have some overall.
So come in there with what you wear with the bank and see how that work out for you. And well, not saying professional. I'm just saying it doesn't fit the standard
think too deep
for your job though.
I think it's clearly based off of what your job is. Nobody job
that's what I was just saying though.
That's like a long way to say it. But I think I'll say that in my job, really. It's mainly about you can't have any, they tell this to women too, any unnatural colors. Like,
no dyeing.
Well, as long as you don't can't have like platinum, like super platinum blonde, like hair, women stuff to do.
Yeah, like brown.
Brown, black. Blonde. I think you can't have red. Red is what they, black? Red, green, because clearly nobody's hair is naturally green.
But you got red heads, though.
Nah,
you
have red, like red. Orange.
Dark okay, orange, red.
Yeah. I'm talking about like red, I'm talking though. About like I don't. None of us have on red, like that blanket red.
Yeah.
Like if you're literally dyeing it, like if my hair's black 24/7, also come in with red hair.
6ix9ine type.
Yes.
Red.
If you come in with that, that's clearly
any colors that he got in his hair is off limits.
Whatever he got, you can't get.
Don't even think about it.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to say it. Whatever he has, don't do.
That's crazy. I wanted to dye my beard like a light brown, but I thought
what. It's because I can and I want to. Talk about for what? That's the only hair I got, man. I can't design it on top.
You know right, Shock. You
I can't design up top.
I didn't mean to come at you like that. It's the only one I got.
Talk about for what? That's all I can do, man.
I didn't mean to come at you like that. I'm bleach the scalp.
Hey, man. I'm not doing it just for Halloween either.
I never grew my hair out before. I just kind of want to see I'm trying to see what that be like.
I thought you did grow your hair out. You said
nah,
you
got
the closest thing I did, the longest ever got was I got 12.
You said you got braids.
I got it.
Fugazi never had braids.
I did. My cousin Angelica, she braided it for me. We was in Asheville.
Angelica, I need you. I need you to comment on this.
Ah, man, I
look
like Seeley from Color Purple.
I don't believe
Anthony
had
braids. With the way she braided it, I was like, never again.
Really?
Look,
she got tight hands.
You made her mad that week.
Listen, I was ready to fight. I was ready to fight her.
You made her really mad.
But now that I'm older, I said, let me try it. Let me see what that be like. Plus, if anything, I could always cut it. I know what it's going to look like.
It's going to hurt.
But what I
can't say. That's what I'm
nervous about. I don't think you don't really have 4C hair. You must have some Navajo in your family.
Look, Navajo.
You got some Navajo.
You got some
Indian in your family.
You know, every person. I got that. I'm 0.00001% Native American out here. Well, every time somebody look, what's that face you have, Bakari? Every time somebody say that, that's what I look at. I'm like,
boy, you was created from the dirt. Stop.
From the dirt. Your hair really—you ain't got that 4C nap. I can tell, man.
You ain't got that natural. It might take a little. If you're just supposed to get dreads, it might take a little bit for yours to lock up.
Might take a little. Bit.
Nah, I ain't getting dreads. I don't have an enemy do that.
Get the dreads, man.
Nah,
I ain't gonna lie. I wanted to grow my hair. Everybody growing their hair out. Let me know if y'all want me to grow my hair back out.
Please,
I'll grow it out.
What you mean, can I?
That's a good question. Can
listen,
you?
I'll grow the cul-de-sac.
Ever see Wallace?
I will have the homie the clown.
Don't do that.
Not the homie.
If I grow all the way out, that's exactly what it's going to look like.
Oh, you're
going
to have to picture a picture.
You're
going to
look like Kimbo Slice out there.
Okay, McCarr does the editing. You got to put a picture of all these people we talked about on camera so they know.
Nah, son, but let me tell you, Kiana posted something on Facebook, and it was like, it was a hair piece with the headband on it, and the headband had the waves on top.
Stop.
If you, bro, if you see me coming through here spinning with a headband on, mind the business, all right? Mind all of it. Because I saw that. I said, you know what?
If you gonna
I
do
really
that.
Might do that.
If you're going to do that, you got to make sure you come to
the Fetty Wap.
You got to make sure you record about 5 episodes on this podcast with your toboggan on. That way, next time they see you, they oh, Shaka must have grew his hair out.
His hair
that's
back
crazy,
in.
Though. Look,
I want the episode he comes straight in with the waves.
I'm coming straight in with the waves.
I don't want you to dress it at all.
I'm not going
to
say nothing. I just want y'all to be like, oh, that looked tight. Because the brother that was rocking it on the video,
I'm
I was like,
no,
you
know
what?
I'm not going to be able to address it the way you want me to address it, though. It's not going to turn out how you want to turn out.
We're going to have to fight.
You make a stupid point. Get it off.
Podcast over. As we speak.
He's like, man, what are you playing
with? That one episode of My Wife and Kids. Where they were trying to touch his hand, he was like,
oh, yeah.
Don't touch it.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't be touching my head, nah.
All
don't
right.
Don't be touching my hair.
As you know, we got to get the crazy stuff out first.
We got to, man. We got to.
Oh, is the air goodness. Really on in here? Though?
I think so.
Bro, like, what is your problem?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think I
could.
First of all, it was literally like there's people who just live below me so that heat's been rising. So last night it got to like 78, so I was about to pass out. And I cut the AC on, and now I was like, damn.
Gosh,
it
dog.
Look, it looks
a whole
cold.
30 piece in here, though.
It is, though. And you wearing shorts like it's summertime outside.
I thought it was going to be warm in here. I said, oh, it's cold outside naturally. He's going to cut
well,
the heat.
Well, shut up.
Gonna
no.
You gosh, you live dog, alert. Man.
What have you ever known Anthony to use the heat?
Don't you look, just don't use the air then.
It's hot. It was hot last night. I got to live here, you don't.
It was hot last night.
Gosh, dog.
Hey, what do you say? Look, I got to live here, you don't.
Don't got to live here, all right?
See, if I get into it with them,
I got sleep.
Anyway, I'll fix it. It's a little brisket here, though.
Thank the A, man.
Hey, don't mind me. I'm going to step away for a second.
I got you. You want me to go do it?
Nah, I got
it. You sure?
Nah.
You want me to go do it?
That's man sin 101.
For what?
You don't sin against God or somebody else's home by touching their thermostat. I don't know where that is in scripture.
Man, I don't let my kids touch my thermostat.
But
we
I don't know.
About that.
What is it y'all about wild. The thermostat that, listen, you let anybody, any other person than you touch that thermostat, you lose
you
your
because you control the temperature. Of the house,
you basically, you become a dictator is what you did.
Well, man. Good.
Not a dictator.
You become a dictator, man.
As a man, we control the temperature.
Nah,
as a man,
man,
we control the temperature of our family. So the thermostat.
You just gonna walk right in the middle of the camera like that, Anthony? Nah,
talk.
Bro.
I can't even talk. That
camera got nothing but belly.
Heck yeah. She nothing but belly hairs.
Sorry, y'all.
Oh man.
But the thermostat represents. How a man controls the temperature of his family. So it relates.
Slash the bills, too.
Yeah.
The bills is 25% of it, y'all.
Got it.
For me, it don't matter. You know why?
Because it keeps us on 80.
Because I'm blessed out here because God has always paid my bills. Oh, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I ain't worried about these petty bills out here.
Until that bill goes. Bro, that'd be $300 this month.
Bro, my bill was $300 this month.
That's tough.
The thing is, my bill kept rising. And the thing is, we don't even be this.
He gives
this
on
month. This month, no, I didn't even keep it at 80 this time. Actually, my heat was off because we had blankets.
Wow,
we had blankets out here.
That's
so
crazy.
My bill was at 300 and some.
Big petty.
But we didn't use as much electricity as last month. We didn't sit there. We took more showers. Of course, you got to take more showers and baths because we got six people in the house.
We deep.
But at the same time, I'm like, yo, how is my bill still? 300, I think it's like 306.
So you might as well just bring the heat then.
What's included in that?
It's just your electric and your
water.
Your electric and water is put together on the Virginia side?
Yeah. I know. I used to hate it because y'all used to have to go to two different spots.
That's why I
got separate electric, separate gas, and separate water.
You got to pay for gas, man.
I got gas heat.
Ooh.
I don't got that electric heat, man.
Dang.
It's all right. It be with it.
That's a slide away.
Hey, yo, come to the Tennessee side, guy.
Look, you're not making good.
Not the way they treat you.
The taxes.
I used to hate living on Tennessee because you had to go all the way to Volunteer Parkway to pay your electric. I mean, my fault. Not when I had, because I think, Shaq.
I'm thinking.
When I first started out, I didn't have everything I had before.
You had a cell phone.
I had a cell phone.
You pay everything on the phone, man.
I had a cell phone.
Wrong. So many people don't. Some people still write checks. Who's writing? To me, I wrote a check 2 weeks ago.
I wrote a check two weeks ago.
Behind somebody who's writing a check. I'm like, oh my God, swipe that debit card to get out of here.
Y'all be writing checks.
People still write checks.
I wrote a check for my kids to play football and volleyball.
I will not.
And then I had to write a check to pay for a shirt. That's the last time I wrote a check.
I can't write checks.
You don't know how?
No, because I know how I am with checks. So the first time I got a check, before I was money savvy, I thought that a check was like automatic money.
Cash. You waited 10 years to cash?
No, bro. My pastor wrote me a check for working for her, and I held on to that check for like 6 months.
First of all,
and then I randomly went to go cash, and she's like, baby, why you wait so long to cash that check? I said, I didn't know that I couldn't wait. I thought the money was already like out of your account. I was a young teenager, had no idea how checks work. So I'm like, if I ever write somebody a check, if they don't cash it right then, I'm like, I might not. Even though I'm always have it, but you don't want that check to come out of your account.
It always cash. I'm telling you right now, from the person who sees this, always cash it when you don't have the money in your account that time. It's never when you have plenty of money and when you live in prosperity. It's always when, where does $50 come from? Oh. Why should you just have cash this check 6 months later? First of all, the check should be still dated.
I don't know.
People still write checks. It blows my mind. People still come to the bank just to get their balance. That's it.
I would rather. Honestly,
just to get that's it. just to find. I was wow. like,
there must be older people then.
No, some of it. Old people I can understand. Like that's the way they did it, and just cute little old people.
That's the way they live.
That's all. Sometimes I realize that's on their only interaction they'll get for the day.
Yeah,
like they literally would get dressed and come out there, and so I try my best to make sure like you talk to them a little bit and trying to. You know, just kind of how their day's going. If somebody who's just being lazy, and, look, what's my balance? Man, get out of here. I mean, I'll say that. I tell the balance.
Hey, they might just be wanting to get out the house and talk, though.
Hey, man.
So you better
go to Debbie's house.
So once again, we can't give the younger generation the same respect we get the older generation. What if he just wanted to get out the house and talk? What if you were supposed to be his light of the day?
I do.
But now you got an attitude.
His light is correction out here. That's what they needed. They needed a correction.
50% of the members that come inside the YMCA don't work out. They come and they talk. Mainly the older people.
I see them in the back drinking that coffee.
They be sipping.
I'm talking about, I walk in the first, I was like, are y'all even open?
Not do a rep of not a nothing.
Didn't do a
sit at that front desk. Be there. They be there for my whole entire shift. I'm like, you still here?
Just talking.
What are you still doing? Go home. But I know they need that communication.
Dude, look, one dude when I used to work at the gas station, there used to be a guy that come down there.
Oh, Mr. C?
Yeah, Mr. C. Look, come down there 11 o'clock.
Not the one that we know.
11 o'clock on the dot. Yeah. And he'd be there till like 3 o'clock, 3 Bro, o'clock, 3 4 o'clock in the morning.
At first, I don't know.
Hey, man, you ain't got a wife? Look.
Yeah, she
cool with it. She sleep.
She cool. What?
I'm talking about every night. Every night. He come out here and talk.
Get his cigar or get his...
I'm drying your eyeballs out.
That's
crazy. He get his cigar, be out in front smoking it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a big cigar? Like the
he
fat?
Helped, he helped... Nah, not the fat boy.
But like the little...
I guess whatever
cigar lows, the Black and Miles, huh?
Basically, he used to get some of the Black and Miles. Though, so yeah. He got a little soul in him.
Hey, man.
But he used to run a truck. He used to do trucking, and he used to always tell me about his trucking stories and going up to New York and making a turnaround and coming back and doing all this stuff. But he got a lot of stories, though.
But anyway,
my man used to hold it down for me. There's a couple nights where I had no sleep. Mm. Like he know I'm tired. He said, look, go ahead and go to sleep, man. He said, look, yeah, I got you.
Wait, did this person work there?
No.
No.
But he was cool with people.
Y'all out here taking naps on a job, and you expecting a patron to protect your store.
Every time somebody come in.
Anthony, have you ever done this?
Look. Huh?
Oh, my God.
Every time somebody come in.
The statute of limitations ain't passed. I understand why you did that.
He said, you got customers. You got to make it look like you're working or you're doing some paperwork, but I'll be on that desk.
For real?
Now, I didn't do it a lot. I think it was one time I think I was just dog tired. And I think Isaiah might have been sick and I didn't sleep that night, right before. I ain't gonna lie. So, like you said, you know, you get the dad post up?
Yeah.
Is when you start to fall asleep like this.
Uh huh.
That's what it looked like. And it looked, and we knew the little slick spots in the corner were off the camera. You can't really see.
Wow.
Now he really would, like I said, when I first met him, I was like, I don't trust nobody.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
I don't trust you like that. We were just gonna, he would never, and the whole time he's standing outside the store. So he never really came in. He'd come in, maybe get a cigar or just say hi for a second. He said, I'm standing out here. And he'd stand there for hours. Right before he'd just stand there. So I'm like, all right, that old man, he ain't bothering nobody. Look.
Damn.
Chilling. Oh, if I gotta stop the freezer. Crazy. Hey, can you let me know if somebody come in?
Right, because the freezer, you can't really hear anything, or at the time where we worked, you can't hear or see anything.
Yeah.
And so you gotta basically trying to literally run and sprint and try to stock up all your stuff and then keep picking your head back out, trying to see if anybody's came in the store.
That's crazy. So speaking of all these jobs, have we ever talked about our first jobs?
We have not.
We haven't? Mm. Y'all want to take about 5 to 10 minutes and just talk about our first job experience? And would you want your kids to have your first job experience?
No.
You don't want them to struggle?
That's why I worked my first job, so they didn't have to.
Nah.
Look, y'all can work there. I work too hard for my kids to have to start off where I started.
Okay.
No, they would not be working.
So not to work there. Exactly where you started, but to have like that
not even
struggle
close.
Job.
I think.
Do they need the humbling job?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
why do they need the humbling job?
Actually.
Can any job not be a humbling job?
No.
Why not?
Because
what job is not going to humble you if you never did a job?
there's a big difference.
Because
Working at the YMCA is a good first job.
You got to deal with the
compared
people
to working at a McDonald's or the struggle jobs. I mean, like the fast foods, the gas stations,
anything to do with the public. Let's be honest.
Nah, working at the YMCA is not a struggle job.
You just talked. Okay, yesterday he said, man, look here, Thursday was hectic. Friday, it better go smooth. I better be able to get out here at 8:45.
Okay, compare the YMCA to working at McDonald's. Not patronizing the people that
work at
McDonald's.
We're not
shout out to you because we need
you. Yes,
because
listen, every time I go in there, I promise you, I have a good attitude. I'm really back here praying for you. I'm like, there's no way, man.
This is not your forever.
That's not what y'all be saying when they be messing up y'all's orders, though.
I really don't trip like that.
Look here. Let's be real on the podcast, though.
I thought we were talking about our first job experience. You know what?
Let's go back to talking about our first job. I ain't gonna lie to you. I can't stand. I really do hate, with all my heart, I hate when somebody has it like in there wilding or spazzing about food. Because first and foremost, if somebody messes your order up, hey, this wasn't right or whatever. Where you live. Yeah. I've never had that experience and somebody snapping or anything. It's me. It's more like, oh, I'm so sorry. Give us just a moment. We'll get that fixed for you. Cool. I'm gonna give you a chance to fix it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the only thing you don't like is you go to the job. Hey, I'm sorry. This, you know, my burger was XYZ. This is what we really had.
Yeah.
And they get a whole attitude. It's rare. I've never had this experience. Somebody has a whole attitude. Oh, my gosh. Or something like that. Then that's a whole different story. But I don't really be spazzing like that over my food. Because to me, that shows really who you really are. I jokingly say that. I said this. if you really want to know moment, who,
look. That moment I get that call, if we out in public, he like, man, I went to McDonald's and they done messed up my order. They didn't give me what I want. Look, I'm gonna revert back to this episode.
Go ahead, pull back up.
I've never flipped on a fast food worker.
I've been upset a couple times after I left. Like, yo, they done. Like, when you get home, man, they done forgot my cheeseburger, dog.
That happened plenty of times.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
I'm not turning around for that, though.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
Nah, I ain't turning. I'll call them, let them know.
I think there's one time I think I got charged with the Pals or something like that. Y'all know what Pals is. It's all right. It's a heavenly place here locally.
Everybody here know what Pals is.
But, I went to Pals and they literally I paid for like the double big burger or the big
burger. You get a double heart attack. That's what you get.
That's what that sounds like.
But now I always get a plain with just mayonnaise on that bad boy. Listen.
So just mayonnaise?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I said what I said.
Hey, yo.
That's unprofessional. That's what's unprofessional.
What's wrong? It's all right.
Just
man.
Plain mayonnaise? No ketchup? No
red
nothing?
Meat and mayo?
Yes, sir.
You don't like ketchup?
No, I don't want my burger like that.
Who don't put ketchup on a burger out here?
I don't.
People.
I don't. I don't like it. I mean, I could eat it. So let's say if my burger actually had it on there, I'm going to eat it. But if you're asking me, do I prefer that on there? Not at all.
So you prefer just put a glop of mayonnaise on there?
On the big double big burger. Because the burgers, after a while, the burgers, look, the burgers be dry out there.
He didn't mean white sheet devil. That's what he meant. I'm undercover brother out here.
Nah, that's all I got it.
We don't know.
Can I finish my story?
Go ahead.
Can I finish my story? They messed it up. I just called in and was like, hey, they gave me whatever. I said, they gave me this, X, Y, Z. Because I was slick hot because I drove all the way across town, limited for time. Then they messed up my, look, they didn't even give me the burger. They gave me like the junior. Like my burger was just like this big. I said.
The four bites.
Look, I was so hurt. I was like, at first I thought I'm going to let it go. I said, no, I paid like $12 for that meal. I said, hey, no.
A double big burger. They must just gave you the wrong order. That's what it was.
I think so.
Somebody else got your big burger. Somebody else like, God bless me. He done took my junior and made it to a double.
Glory.
He said, double the blessing.
Until they saw the mayonnaise only. Hold up. I ain't want
it. Well, good.
That's it?
Good.
Where my stuff at?
But no, I was saying, like, to me, that reveals more about who you are and your character. Like, if you're acting a fool like that or in public.
Yeah, I never go to somebody in public and be like, yo, look, and be hitting them with this move right here. Yeah. I never do that. I just like, yo, my order. You know, you forgot this and this. Cool.
So look, I got a question for y'all. I got about your first job.
Yes.
All right. We
if didn't touch. The universe or God said, I'll pay you $500,000 a year for you to go back and work your first job.
Why would God use money?
Would you do it?
If the universe said.
Not the universe. If God said, I will give you $500,000.
Let's just say if somebody said I would give you $500,000 to go back.
Why can't God say that?
Because God's not gonna use money.
Actually,
God's not gonna try to persuade you with money.
That too.
But
very true.
But what if he does?
He's not
gonna. But what if he did? What if he just
don't disrespect my guy like that?
All right. So if you win a lottery, that's not on God.
No, I mean technically he's gambling. You can do a lot of things without
support
God.
Support gambling.
Okay. So
I'm just like it's like
the
saying
Fantastic if, Beast being. Said, you know what? You go back. The genie. You rub the genie ball head. Hey, man. I give you $500,000.
Genies ain't real,
grand.
Brother.
Exactly.
Genies ain't real.
Put this on God. We got to put this on a
you
got
to say a person.
This say somebody offered, like the company offers you.
They're going to turn you into a sex worker.
And you don't want to do all that. Cheers. If somebody pay you that kind of money to work your first job, they want your OnlyFans player. That's the only
listen, if they pay it like that, I'll go back here. My first job, I worked at Dairy Queen. I was 14 years old.
Dairy Queen. Did you work there? You wasn't there with Desmond, were you? And Elliot?
I was there with Desmond briefly.
Okay. I remember that. They worked there. Go ahead.
Yeah. Whipping them blizzards out there. Mm. Now, mind you, again, I was 14 years old. I was just excited to get a little, try to have a little bit of independence, a little bit of check out there.
Hey.
But I felt like my first real experience with, like, with public and how people can be is mind-blowing. I felt like I had to do all the hard stuff. The ladies just kept telling me, go outside and sweep the parking lot. Okay, la 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 la. And then if I ran out for me stuff to do it again, I'd do it there, go sweep it again. And then I was like, at 14, I'm 14, I'm like, I literally just swept it. Let's sweep it again. Now again, I'm 14, I'm like, no, also it didn't help because I was also the only black kid there. And I'm also asking myself,
I heard different words.
Look, right. So you heard the same
thing. I heard different words.
So you heard the same thing I did in my mind.
I read between the lines.
Hey, I was like, I said, nah, it's not that. La, la, la. So I got to sweep it again. But then like I said, making those blizzards. It really, my first job, it was a little, it's wild. Again, I worked at fast food, I guess you consider fast food ice cream. The craziest customer I had was that one lady. I had a Karen. She said, I never forget. I know exactly what she ordered. She ordered Reese's Pieces Blizzard.
Mm.
She says, I want my Reese's Pieces. She said, I want them up blended up well. She says, I want to barely be able to taste. I have any pieces like that. I was like, my question is, why get the Reese's Pieces if you don't want to taste them?
Chunks.
Okay. But anyway, people do that all the time. But okay.
Wow.
So I blended it up. Make sure I do it really well. Do the fat. Yeah. Gotta make sure. Hey. I did mine always quick because I was never confident. But I was never confident. Again, my worst fear was that thing sitting right on that table. Look, put that bad boy.
Oh, snap.
Look, there you go. So I'm walking it back. Look, all excited. Look. She said, look. She came back. She said, Look, threw it on the table. She said, I need you to redo this. Matter of fact, I work with Coco too.
Ooh,
Coco was there. Hey, Coco, she said, Anthony, just go to the back. I got it. Like,
get your hands off me.
Basically, that's what I was like. That was my first encounter with like, crazy. This is what it
blend her up real quick.
That made it found out. I said, yeah, I don't want to do this forever. I can't. Yeah, I
won't. You know, you're in a situation when Coco got to talk you down.
When Coco shout out to Coco, when she's the voice of reason. When she's the voice
where,
of reason.
Where am I in
at the
life
age
right
of
now?
Again 14, 16? Yeah. Oh no. Wow. So that's why I was like, nah, I'm good with this. I'm good on this though.
Crazy.
That was my wildest experience. But
that was your first job.
My very first job.
How'd you get back and forth to work? Because you ain't had no car.
My mother. Wow. She didn't take me.
Yeah. Same with me. Well, I used your car for the time that I had it.
I remember.
Oh, did I have the car.
You had the black car.
I remember I thought I was capping my first check too, thinking that, look, hey. money.
Yeah.
Taxes.
Yeah.
Shut up. I was like, dang. Man,
it be box chase. Because what happens, you did the math in your head.
Yeah.
If I'm making, you probably got paid $7 back
what?
Then.
What? Seven? I remember you got paid like $5.50. Yeah.
Oh, they gypped you.
That's slave wage.
No. I might have.
Minimum wage about seven at that time.
No,
man.
Not that time.
It went up to seven. I think right around maybe our
you
sophomore.
Should look it up. Yeah. What was minimum wage?
Because I remember our sophomore year when we worked with Tracy, it was right around 7 or 8. And I didn't run out to, because again, I was 14. By the time I started, that was like 16.
Plus,
you can only make, you can only work so many hours a week anyway. Nobody got time to look this stuff up.
Look it up.
Nobody got to look this up. But anyway, we'll find out later.
That's crazy.
Bakari, what was your first job?
Oh, my first job was McDonald's.
McDonald's. Dropping all the patties back in.
Oh, nah. Working at McDonald's was not that bad. Like, it's not hard work.
Yeah.
Look, the person who listens to this podcast working with McDonald's, they will swing on you right now. That's how duck your block.
But for real, though, you got like 20 people in the back. You got like, you got about 30 people on
the
sandwich
line.
You got 3 people on the sandwich lines. You got one person, you got two, well,
that's before COVID.
One person on flipping the patties.
I work at McDonald's, they got 6 workers. 2 on drive through, 2 up front, and 2 back in cooking.
Nah,
and
then look,
and pray to God they got somebody washing dishes back in too.
This is the time
they're fighting for their lives.
Absolutely.
This is the time I was working with Ari. I used to work with Ariana.
West Station McDonald's.
You and BP, right?
Huh?
Brandon Porter and Brandon. Hey,
my man put look ankle light. He put me on. He said, "I'm working at McDonald's."
He
said, "Oh, they hiring."
I remember. Yeah.
Look, they hiring.
That's
look.
Crazy.
Let me go and get me a job though.
That's hilarious.
Man, I got that job. Everything. I started to realize. Yo, I can't just leave when I want to leave, though.
Nope. Right?
That's when they had, what was it? Oak Hill came down to play. That's when they had the tournament. They said, look, Oak Hill, you coming to the game? I said, yeah, I'm going to be there. Warp was like, no, you're not.
We got a basketball game, sir. He said, so?
Oak Hill or this game?
Hmm.
I mean, Oak Hill or this McDonald's?
That's crazy.
I ended up going to work.
Of course you did.
My mom wouldn't let me go.
Absolutely not. She's going to teach you something.
Good. Matter of fact, that's good, actually, that she made you stick that out.
But honestly, like I said, truthfully, it wasn't that. Like I said, granted, I used to take some of them nuggets, though.
Hey, man, you used to always ask. Why you got
take
so many
some
nuggets?
Of them nuggets, though. Look, because first of all, you work at McDonald's. They don't give you free nothing.
Which is crazy.
Now they do.
Yeah, I say they do now. They absolutely do. Oh, absolutely.
Man, I used to take the chicken nuggets and put in my back. Look, put in my pocket. I'm like, y'all got to use the bathroom real quick.
My man was sneaking all chicken nuggets, man.
Taking whole chicken nuggets out here. Nah, because I was frustrated, man. First of all,
man.
The job wasn't that hard, but the manager sucked, though. I ain't going to lie. The manager sucked.
So without it being said, first and foremost, let's be honest with you.
My man still
Why I don't want to be tripping at fast food. A lot of these are children. These are kids, teenagers
you're working
trying
with 14,
their best,
15.
trying to figure stuff out. So again, if you're at one of those people, I don't care. They should be having my stuff. Please don't. Please stop showing up in public. Please, just stop. Because like, you might catch IJ Jimmy out here.
The reason why I got so fed up with that job, is like I said, I had 2 managers, bro. They always try to stay on my case. This is before they found out. This is before they found out, though. So I'm talking about every time I come in there, they ask me to do the gritty work out here.
Empty
the grease. But it was one time where I said, you know what, I will not. I didn't care if they was an adult. didn't care if they was my manager. I didn't care the fact that they could sit there and fire me at that spot. They told me word for word, hey, I need you to go out there and I need you to pick up cigarette butts.
Yep, that's what they tried to tell me.
I said, I will not.
Yep.
I will not pick up cigarette butts. No, you have to go out there. I do not have to go out there and pick up cigarette butts. I will not. I will not. For any of y'all that they say pick up cigarette butts, refuse.
Nah, don't listen to him. Don't listen to him.
I'm telling you right now, because you have to sit there.
They didn't give you a room at least?
First of all, they didn't give me. They gave me gloves. That's what it was. They gave me gloves.
Oh.
Oh, they didn't give you a broom and dustpan. That was out of order.
Like I said, even back then, I knew my worth. I knew, and I was saying, like I said, you know, I knew my worth as into I wasn't going to pick up cigarette butts. I'll tell you that much. That was my worth was not that low. And the fact that you had the nerve, the gall.
The unmitigated
gusto. The gusto. The bravado.
To sit there and tell me to pick up sick. And the thing is, like I said, and it was always the two people, though.
Yeah.
And they was 23-20s. And I'm telling you right now. Look, I was hot every single day. And there was a point where I just didn't care. I said, you know what? I said, I'm about to go back here and chill on my phone.
Oh, you wildin'.
I told my man who ain't want to work there anyway. I said, hey, go to make me a sandwich real quick. I'm going to go to the back and I'm going to eat it. Look,
what?
I'm talking
on
about,
shift?
Bro, I did not care at that
That's
time.
That's what you trying
now,
to
this,
find.
Now, this is who I was then. That's not me now.
How old were you at this time?
This is literally half your life ago. This is half your life ago.
But half my life. I did not care because these people were so disrespectful. Now, I can say, I understand you got power. But don't let that power look get you messed up out here.
But also, like, where do you draw the line, I guess, in the sense of trying to push somebody in, like, especially teenagers? Because I think, because you're the same thing. If my son, if I heard my job, my son just said he's not willing. Now, I ain't going to lie. I would not be upset if he said he refused to pick up cigarette butts. I'm like, I wouldn't do that either. What are you talking about? Is that part of y'all's protocol? Like, please show me where you, this is part of your description to where this is where you're doing this. Now, if you told me to sweep the parking lot to make
sure that's a whole different story. I'm good on that.
Don't just find me random stuff to do because think about it this way. If you're out there picking up cigarette butts, then all of a sudden, even if you have gloves on, to come back into the kitchen.
Hey, man.
To then start making food? Stuff. What?
Of course, they'll tell you wash your hands, but at the same time.
Naturally, but I'm just saying that just.
And that's what I feel
if
like.
If I saw you picking up cigarettes in the parking lot, I came in and I saw you, hey man, you said you wanted you're the number eight, and I saw you back here going to cook. I'll be like, oh, heck no.
Like that dude on YouTube.
No, ma'am.
What you doing?
No, ma'am.
What you just outside? Cigarette butts. My stomach's bubbling.
But I mean, like I said, and it goes back to what you were saying, you know, working with teens, because I feel like, you know, a lot of fast food joints, they do have a lot of younger kids naturally.
Yeah.
Because you can start out at a younger age there. You don't have to have as much experience with fast food versus working at a corporate office or something like that.
Right.
So I know, like I said, even with that, you have to be a little more, you have to show a little more grace.
Absolutely.
To them, because one, you're their first experience of having a job.
I take that serious, working at the Y.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And that's just like even with my kid's bus driver. But like, I promise you right now, I really thought that, look, somebody's going to swing on her, and that somebody might have been me.
I'm doing 100 on the highway.
The bus driver. This is before she got changed.
This baby got a bus driver fired out here, man.
Nah, truthfully, she don't drive that bus no more, I'll tell you that much.
What'd you do, man?
Not me.
Was that her first job?
I did. No, I don't know if it was her first job. Okay, so let me tell you the story. Let me tell you the first thing that happened.
You got 5 minutes.
Let me tell you the first thing that happened.
Got three.
Car came home one day. His head was bleeding.
Oh.
I think, what happened?
Yeah.
The bus driver, she said everybody was talking. The bus driver told everybody to be quiet. You know, not screaming. You know, everybody was just talking.
Yeah.
The bus driver told everybody to be quiet. Everybody didn't be quiet. She slammed on her brakes.
Oh, brake check?
Brake check.
You're speaking to a bus driver now. Go ahead.
No, I'm talking about hit the brake.
Brake check.
Brake check. Look, be careful. It might be your job. It might be me telling on you.
Brake check.
But nah, when she brake, because I think buses don't have seat belts.
Ain't no seat belts in the bus. No.
So when she brake check, it propelled Kari forward.
Yeah.
And he ended up sliding and hitting his head on the bar up top. Cut his head open
right here.
Wait,
the bar up top? Kari is 3'5".
No, my fault.
You talking about the window sill?
No, so you know how, like, you go to the front?
Yes.
Like, you got, like, the, I forgot what it was, but it was something in his head on the front, which ended up cutting him open.
Was he standing up?
No, he was sitting down. He was sitting down, but you got to think, if you brake check.
The only thing that should be in front of you is your seat.
But even if you're on the edge, though. How hard are you brake checking then? That's the thing, to propel somebody out of their seat.
I mean, it could be.
If you brake checking as a bus driver, lose your license.
I mean,
please.
I agree with you.
I understand brake checking in a car with your friends.
That's
is
not
different.
The first thing. That's not the first time though.
Yeah.
So the thing is, every time they pull out the school, right?
Yeah.
What she does is, like I said, to get everybody to sit down and to be quiet.
Yeah.
Before, like I said, as soon as she pulls out, of course, because you can't do it on the school parking lot.
Absolutely.
Or the school drive-thru. Yeah. She brake checks him. Every single time. Every single day, she brake checks him.
Really?
And then there was one time. Oh, bro. Nah. Yeah. Yeah.
First of all, the bus is already 15 the breath tons. Out.
You can't be using the bus's brakes like that.
So at this point, I'm thinking like, yo, because the kids kept telling me, like, she keeps brake checking us, keep brake checking us. So there was a time that the kids came back crying. I'm thinking like, yo, what happened on the bus?
Yeah.
The kids, like I said, these are kids, dog.
Yeah. I know all the kids that live in your neighborhood.
The kids wouldn't stop talking, right?
Yeah.
She literally pulled the bus over. Didn't move the bus. I think she cut the bus off. I don't know if that part was true or not. But I know she pulled over for 5 minutes and didn't move. Just stayed there. Now, you got to think, as a kid, an angry bus driver pulls over and doesn't move. Look here.
You don't get no sympathy from me. Brother, my bus driver, listen, as a kid.
Squeaky?
Bro, Squeaky?
Okay, that's your bus driver.
Brother, I said, okay, bro, Squeaky would literally pull over to, like, that was an everyday occurrence.
Squeaky was catching bodies.
Bro, Squeaky was here.
I'm letting you know right now.
My bus driver was cussing us out. It was cool. It was nothing for him to literally put you off the bus where you were. You might be outside of town that you have no clue how to get back on.
Get off my bus.
Get off the bus.
Let that be your kid, though. Your kid coming back.
I'm going to have more questions. What'd you do?
But nah. Nah, what'd you do, y'all? Forget all that. Look here. Look, my son.
First of all, my son don't ride the bus.
Look, my son. Look, my son right now, my daughter, will not be terrorized on the bus.
Nah, you
and the thing
show.
Is, though, like, you can't be a bus driver
and
be upset at the situation that you're in. You literally put yourself in a situation where you have to be around kids. If you cannot handle being around kids, please leave that profession and go be in a job where you don't have to either deal with kids or you don't have to deal with public. But you can't take your frustration. You can't be mad every time you get on the bus because kids driving. Talking. Nah, dang all that. I got a bus job. I need five.
Look, me and
Jonathan. Well, I ain't going to say his full name.
Wow. We went up to the school
on some professional stuff.
On some professional
stuff. And said, yo, look, we have a situation.
Yeah.
Because the path that she was going down, like I said, what's going to happen? What happens if she keeps driving and somebody truly does get hurt?
Yeah.
What happens?
So my thing
now,
to that
now
is.
Now we want to talk about it?
No.
What happens if a kid got snatched?
Break checking. Ain't nobody going to get snatched.
I'm talking about with his bus driver, though. You talking about dropping people off.
But that was weekly. Weekly. That was also a different era in the 90s where,
that's 2000.
That's because your parents probably didn't want y'all coming back home anyway.
Nah. Okay. So as far as the break checking goes, I can't do that because there are kids that sleep on a bus on a seat. If you break check a kid, their whole body flies out that seat, especially if
they got
down.
The llama
neck. How many times I lay down on a whole entire seat to go to sleep on a bus? If you brake check me, my body going to hit the front of that seat, and I'm going to be on the ground.
Face going to be imprinted on the
And then when you hit the gas, I'm going to fly back on the floor.
Oh, I got to see about you.
Now we're done.
To be fair, like, but also to put it in perspective, Bakari, I agree, because I would agree about the brake checking thing.
Yeah, that's,
look,
that's wild.
Stop at the part. I would have been so mad about the stop of the bus. I said, maybe y'all should be quiet then.
Yeah, as a bus driver, there's a certain decorum that the kids have to have because it's their ultimate safety. If kids are yelling and being that obnoxious on a bus, it is in your right, your legal right, to pull that bus over and start checking attitudes.
Yeah, okay, I understand.
Nah, you gotta go drop fire down here.
Nah, you pull it over and you just gonna sit there and be quiet. That's different. But I've never had to pull a bus over, but a lot of my coworkers have because they don't have the same that I have. So if
I understand they up and rowdy. Yeah. They up and rowdy.
Just being loud. Like, I don't mind conversations like this. But if y'all yelling, like, imagine they on the bus and they singing Nuck If You Buck. And everybody's up. And everybody's being crazy loud.
That's different. I understand that part. Yeah.
So if you're being obnoxiously loud, hey, I got to stop. Because as a driver, the last thing you want to do is have to keep focusing on that rearview mirror and you're not looking at the road. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, which I understand that part. Like I said, Nuck If You Buck,
yeah.
Go to sit your butt down.
But you also get the story from kids.
But if you talk, like I said, if you just talking, let's just say, you know, the story get excited. You know, somebody starts speaking up a little bit because the story get excited naturally.
Uh-huh.
You know?
At that point, if you know the kids on your bus, hey guys, I don't mind.
But when you build up a reputation, when you build up your reputation as someone who is basically violent starting off, like I said, there's been
when I say I didn't realize how many complaints was on this bus driver.
Now you got one time for my daughter to come off that bus crying. I'll chase her down.
I mean, came off the bus. Look, she dashed. Look, got
I'm
blood
meeting
coming
the, I'm meeting you at the bus department.
Literally, blood coming. I didn't know until I got back from the house because I wasn't there. Uh-huh. Literally, blood. I heard blood. Said Kari's face had blood just running down it. Granted, when you get hit in your head, look, you do bleed a little more.
He wasn't like he was covered. Like he
I mean, like I said, he did have that two-face though. You did. He did have that two-face blood coming down. Thing like, yo, what? Look, what happened?
Yeah.
And he told me, I'm like, okay, look, I got to see about somebody.
Somebody will have to get seen. Yeah.
Naturally.
And your story
this
better be
this is about to be an organic butt whooping, though.
Yeah. Cause it,
and that's what I told her. I said, you lucky. I said, you lucky. Your parents really did not snatch you off that bus already
now
and do some damage to you.
I will say, there's already a bus shortage, especially. They canceled school because we don't have enough bus drivers, which is crazy. They canceled school because the bus drivers. Yeah. So, on top of that, buses need a separate adult on the bus to control the kid.
Yes, 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 yes.
The YMCA, we put two adults. We put, there's a driver, usually me, and there's another staff on the bus because all I want to have to do is focus on driving these kids. It's already a big enough risk and a liability to take these kids to and from on a bus with no seatbelts. The last thing I want to have to do is put my focus on you guys and have to yell at you guys.
You figure they would have seatbelts by now or something like that.
You would think they would have seatbelts as a safety protocol.
But I'm just saying, to be fair, also to help with that is, it starts at home, parents. Like,
it does.
You know your kids well enough, and I'm not talking to ones that are kind of more behavior. You got to ask them again? No, I got to check the time. Oh, yeah, make sure Bakari.
Oh, it's 40. So
we what?
Yeah, I forgot. It's supposed to be 4. I looked at that. It said 49. I said,
so we don't have any muff?
That thing cut off.
We don't have enough?
That thing cut off, though.
Dang! I want to do this.
So what are we doing?
Brief break.
Look, we gotta finish up pretty quick because some things.
Luckily, and this is how good this God did. The one time I bring my iPad over, your phone start wanting to act a fool.
So, question. So, are we still?
Please let this work.
It's gonna work. I'm gonna edit on my iPad
entirely,
and you're gonna.
I trust you. This is gonna work. This is gonna work. Shocking
this
know how to do
this
it.
My whole. I don't. Oh, know
for
how
sure.
To do it.
Yes, you do. You will.
You will. That's how, exactly.
Why am I still looking at my camera though?
Okay, so explain. We'll have to cut this part out. There was a brief pause in our podcast because at one point we had we ran that basically as storage for the recording of the episode, but. So we talked about it. Shaka, what was your first job experience?
Woo, my first job experience working at the Hearties.
That was your first job?
That was my
first job. I remember Shaka was flipping up burgers like Nino Brown.
First of all, look here. Shaka used to bring home them bags, though.
He used to bring home
three bags. He used to secure the bags.
Listen, I hooked both of y'all up.
He did.
I didn't say Shaka. I used to be happy, though.
I ain't gonna lie. I expected Shaka to be one of those guys like, nah, we can't do that.
I was a big rule follower until I saw everybody else on my job. I saw some crazy stuff at my job. People taking more than just food at that job.
So for real? Who? First of all, I've never been that crazy. Nah. I'm going to take a little burger. I ain't talking about taking
the
money.
So when I got
there,
the first thing they said, hey, man, Shock, if you hungry, just make whatever you want. I said, for real?
Huh? Cap.
I can make whatever I want for free. Yeah, as long as you on break. Because it's like, yeah, man, it's a hard job. So I was like, all right, cool. So I was out here making up burgers. Some of my burgers should have been in rotation on the menu.
Right.
That's how good my burgers were.
He's so
I used to be excited when Shaka got off
work.
Shaka
working? Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Like, now, I used to wait till he get off work. I know he had a whole bag.
That's part of actually
hot ham and cheese.
I think it's part of the teenage experience when you have a homeboy or your friends start working.
Man.
I remember Rocky, that's what I do. He worked at Wendy's. Bruh. They close at 12. We get there at 11:50.
Yep.
Now, mind you, Wendy's not even
like
open.
Him, Jonathan's mom.
But he come out there
and Jonathan. Jonathan used to the
bacon. We come out with, I have a bag full of Baconators.
Then
that's not counting the bag of fries, nuggets. Well,
come
run
on,
them up.
Man.
Run them up.
Come on.
Run
them
up.
Wendy's is on a deficit.
Yeah. Like, we was running doing damage out there.
How is that place still open right now? It's beyond.
I have facts. No idea. But look here. It was on a deficit. Man. But yeah, Hardee's, though.
That
but
was the ultimate plug.
Hardee's was good to meet in an extent. We didn't have that much help. It was me. There was a guy named Kevin. I think Kevin was married to one of your cousins or something. White guy. He's married to one of your cousins on the Tennessee side, I believe. Maybe possibly.
think I killed him. There's about 50 there's a whole lot of Joneses and everybody out here related to Anthony. But anywho, it was me and him on that back line. And when you're at Hardee's during rush hour, you're normally by yourself. And the thing about Hardee's is you can look right behind that little cash register and see the person back there making your food.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So I'm right there on the line, sliding patties down the grill, trying to get the mayo right on the burgers. It wasn't that easy, man. It was kind of hard. Because I would get so upset with the older people saying, hey, can I get a double thick burger with 6 pieces of bacon on some lettuce?
You know what you can do?
I said, huh?
You can shut up.
Instead of getting a bun, they would legit ask for 2 big behind pieces of lettuce as their bun. And I would have to wrap that up in a paper like a regular.
I don't got time for that.
That happened more often than you could think. With
get it without the patty then.
Why are you coming to Hardee's if you think about your diet?
Bro, you don't get a double thick burger and say, I want to wash my car.
Yeah, right. That's like those people who get, like, when you order, let me get a double thick burger, 2 large fries, and a Diet Coke. Mm. Like the Diet Coke, so I'm going to somehow magically wash all that stuff away.
That's going to disintegrate everything. That's going to flush me out.
That's me trying to keep it balanced. I'm trying to keep it healthy. I roll my eyes when I'm behind those people. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Now, I will tell you, the milkshakes at Hardee's that were also free.
Oh, first and foremost, they don't have those anymore.
Milkshakes. They don't?
No.
The milkshakes is delicious.
Oh, you throw as much malt in that bad boy as you want?
Oh my goodness.
I miss those days, man. And my manager was dope. Shante, I think we're still friends on Facebook. She was my first manager at Hardee's. She was absolutely amazing.
She's still there?
No, she's not there anymore. I don't know what she's doing, but I know she's working somewhere. But she's probably living a good life.
Shout out to her for letting my brother take all them sandwiches.
What's crazy
I was hungry at 8 o'clock at night.
We all be hungry.
I was going to wait to get Shante to get off. You all Shante?
I would run to Hardee's on my days off to get free food.
You a menace.
They let me though.
You admit it.
I would walk right into that bad boy, go right to the back in some street clothes. Hey, what up, guys? I gotta make a couple burgers for my boys. You know, give me a couple. I'll holler at y'all.
Run them up.
As long as you weren't there during rush hour, you was good.
I wasn't passing out. No blizzards out there.
No blizzards. You didn't get nobody to hook up.
No, first of all, I don't think my manager would let us out there. But listen, after I had Karen and them. I had a different work experience out there.
Not me. Look here, I ate when I wanted. But one of the people that you talk about hooking people up, my boy Joey though. Joey Gibbs used to work at Pals.
Joey, really?
Never gave me right. Look, right before they about to close.
Yeah.
Joey used to tell me, "Hey, come by." Look, it'll almost be like a drug drop off.
Yeah.
Look, you got Pat. Joey. Yeah. Hey, Joey, somebody to see you. Look. Lily, drop the bag off to me.
Hey,
have me like 3 double big pals in there. Run with some fry. I don't even eat all, but the fact that he give them, like, look here, I'm going to go ahead and just look indulging on these. That's when I could burn the calories off just by sleeping.
Yeah, that's that we didn't get heavy.
So we talked about our first job, and we talked about job experiences.
Yeah.
So a part of me, like you said, I think every kid, whoever I say kid or children, I think you have to work into the public or some type of job. You don't have to, like, stay there for 14 years. I won't expect you. But at the same time, you should get a real sense of experience. First of all, I figured out why my mom was so frustrated half the time when she come home. I figured that out really quick. I love you, mama, for that.
Absolutely.
I don't think you have a sense of work ethic.
I don't think you should, personally, just like anything else, you can't come straight in at the top. If you come in at trying to be corporate VP.
But if you're the CEO's son, you're not starting out pushing men.
I actually talked about, what was it? A guy, Justin Lopez. J-Lo. J-Lo.
Hilarious. I know. That. Hey,
He was telling me, and I actually respected him for this. I think his dad and him owns like the wealth management business in Abingdon. Yeah. And when he first came in, he already graduated college. But he started, I think, basically at the very bottom. It was like intern, janitor. Basically, his dad said, I want you to take this over one day, but you need to know every single detail of what every person does in this building, rather than coming straight in to a service, which he had every right to, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, and he went to school, so he's educated. It's not that he didn't know how to do it, but he worked. That's one person I can really think about first in my mind. Shout out to you, Justin. That's my guy.
Justin.
I think he watches too.
Oh, yeah.
But he worked his way up until where he's the position that he's in now currently, which I think, I don't know what exactly he does, but I know it's not where he started off. I think that's the way that I would prefer me as a father I would want to do that
for
for my son. If I had that choice or had those options, that's the way I want you to start at the very bottom, and I want you to work and learn and appreciate But again, you don't have to start fast food necessarily. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with fast food if you work it. We're not throwing shade. Because listen,
I think right there that you. That's a good analogy, but at the same time, you got to think. It's different. It's different.
So what would you prefer with your kids to come their first job? Because I think.
But I'm not saying coming at the top, but it's different when you come into a job knowing that,
that
the,
one day
that
it's
going to
be
yours. That it's going to be yours. Therefore, somebody already sees your value.
True that.
And they know what you're going to be worth because they're going to raise you up to be there. Versus you going somewhere.
Now, if they come in
and
know
nobody
they...
knows your value and you have to sit there and try to prove yourself.
True.
See, the thing is, you don't have to. He doesn't have to actually, well, granted, you have to sit there and know that you could do it, but you don't have to prove yourself to your dad because your dad already knows your worth.
Yeah, and you already know okay, I'm so doing this because there's a means to an end.
Yeah.
If you come into that job as like maybe one of us starting out as a janitor, you don't know if you'll ever make it to the
just like when you apply, top. Yeah, like when you apply for it, you know, do an interview for a different position. You don't know if you're actually going to get that.
True that.
Because once again, you're basing off that if that person finds me worthy enough to be here.
Yeah.
Versus as if your dad was there, and let's say you apply for the interview,
so what
you automatically got it.
So what would be a good position, like I say, quote, I guess, do you want your kids to come straight in the top? Or where exactly would you think your kids be good enough to try to like start? Like where's a good starting point?
Naturally, they're not going to automatically just be at the top. Naturally. One, you get your people experience through school. As a kid, that's why, like I said, we do not talk to some people.
Yeah.
Lose our jobs because of school.
Yeah.
Naturally. But at the same time, they're not going to start off at the top. But if my kid can make it to where he doesn't have to actually start at the bottom, it bases off your maturity. So if you're mature enough and your boss sees that you're mature enough, he might not start you off on washing dishes. You know, like I said, not fast food, but a restaurant. You might not start off working off as a dishwasher. No respect to the dishwashers, I ain't gonna lie, because they the hardest workers I know.
This week you mop the floors, next week is the fries.
Oh, what? But they might start you off as a server. And like I said, it just all depends on who you are and what they could trust of you based on your personality.
So basically, where you see value in a sense of like know your worth, know your value to be able to stand out.
Oh, for sure.
But I'm not saying they start at the bottom. I'm just saying like you can't come in. I wouldn't expect my kid to come in as a manager.
But what if he did, though?
I mean, I wouldn't expect
How many that. People actually come in as a manager?
Little to none.
And people. No, more people come in as a manager.
What? I mean, if you already have experience.
Unqualified.
If you have experience.
But just imagine, Jones. Just imagine you've been at that job for 5 years. You've been working your way into a manager. A manager spot comes up, and somebody comes in and puts an application to be a manager.
They outsource
it. And they get you.
And they get me. Hold on. They apparently.
Like they get the manager spot over you.
I'm assuming they must be phenomenal.
A lot of times that's based off of nepotism and who you know.
Yep.
Because a lot of managers would be like, I can teach you managerial things while you're in the job.
There's a lot of stuff about that. Well, we see those things. Now, I think it's important, like I said, it's important that you get your kids those experiences, not that you work on somebody else. But I think if you really want to boil down to it, it starts at home. Like you said, I think you said a good point, Bakari. Having the idea of knowing your worth. Not saying that you're better than this is what people do, and you have to respect those people in a sense as such. But if you're coming in, this is what you should be doing, and this is what's expected. Excellence is expected of you here, and it's expected of you outside this home as well. Mm. So when you step into whatever role that is, make sure you do it with all your heart, mind, and soul, and put all your energy and focus in that. That way, because if not, I mean, I think eventually people will see more value. I don't think they'll see your personal value because I think that comes from inside. Because you know, because again, at 14 or 15, you knew at the very beginning of your core, you were better than picking up what?
Oh, cigarette butts.
Okay.
With gloves.
Right. Even with gloves. That's below me. I'm not doing that. Look, a lot of kids would just been like, a lot of people could just been like, oh, well, I guess that's what they just asked me to do. If you do. But I think a lot of what you said kind of starts at home. But like you said, I plan on trying my best to teach my son a good hard work ethic. First of all, he knows how I get down in the house anyway.
Absolutely.
We don't do anything halfway. Yes. Trust me insane.
100%.
I think some of the best managers that we have, whether we're parents or you're at your job, you have to manage from a place of, if you see me doing it, don't be crazy when I ask you to do it. Because I've been at the YMCA for almost a decade now.
A decade.
Which is crazy. It's almost been 10 years. But I've seen my boss go outside. CEO, over he running the show. In his slacks, button-up shirt with a broom and dustpan, and he will go sweep that whole entire parking lot.
So you're saying if you see the CEO who has 80-some employees under him will go outside and he does this?
He said, I dare you.
He ain't even got to ask me to go do it. When I see trash outside, you know, let me just go and pick it up.
Facts.
As soon as I pull in, the first thing, if I see any trash laying, hey, let me just go pick up that bottle. Let me go pick that up. If it's not super nasty, I'll go do it. Because I've seen this man, hey, he takes pride in his position. And I've seen this man cleaning toilet. It doesn't matter what it is, he'll go do it. So when you see somebody leading by true example, as somebody who's a director,
oh, for sure,
and I have employees under me, I want to lead by example. I want them to see me doing the hard stuff that they're doing. So when I ask them to do something, hey, I need you to go run do this for me. Can you go outside and do a parking lot sweep? Why are you going to ask me to do? Do you not see me out there sweeping the parking lot? Do you not see me out there? I'm not ashamed to clean the toilet. I'm not ashamed to help you clean off a treadmill or help you clean off the weights. If you see me doing it, don't be crazy if I ask you to do it. Because I might even do it with you. And it's not doing it out of a place of I just got this power.
Right.
I'm asking you to do it because the job just needs to get done and I got other things to do.
I think that comes from good, honestly, stewardship. Absolutely. Like you're trying to really steward your position as well as people.
As a whole too. You work with young kids, man. And I know that the YMCA is a lot of these guys' first job. And they're coming in as bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and white sheet of paper as you humanly possibly can. So you want to make sure that you're raising them right because you know that for a lot of these teens, the YMCA is not their end goal.
Right.
So for the season that they are with us, you want to be able to train and raise them up so that when they go, they can take that YMCA experience and apply it hopefully for the benefit of their own self to the next job.
Preacher.
Amen, you know what I mean? Amen.
That's it right there, though.
Come on, fan band.
That's it. I think that's a good way to end it right there.
Title, first jobs.
My first job.
First job out, yeah.
Your first job shot going to be editing this video.
My first job. Let me tell you, this might not come out till December. I'll be gone till November.
Hey, y'all give us some grace out here. This is Shaka's first time editing out here, sir.
This is going to be a bonus episode.
Gonna make
it, 2 years
make
from
this
now.
Two-part episode
it
out
might
here.
Be two, yeah, it might be two parts out here. We never know.
Give y'all 30 minutes.
Dude, Makari, how you put the pictures in there? I don't know how to do the sound.
How you
match up the sound?
Oh, my goodness. We can't wait.
Naturally. But again, have some grace on my brother for next.
Big facts.
Please, and thank you.
But again, we appreciate you guys for tuning in with us for another episode of Pops and Swaps.
Welcome to another episode of Pops and Socks. It's finally over. Where I'm bald headed, he faded, he dreadlocks.
We are here. Ooh, where you snatch that off,
though? Yes. Hey, it's my
like a toilet plunger.
Pull up to the scene.